speculate what level they'll devalue to. It's presently around 165 kwacha to the dollar, as you know, which is overvalued. It's essentially a de facto peg. But if you look at where the parallel exchange rate is trading at, it's around the 300-330 kwacha level, which is double the official exchange rate. So it could be anywhere in the vicinity of 200 or 200 kwacha to the dollar that they devalue their currency to, given where the parallel exchange rate is trading at.
The IMF are demanding this devaluation, but is the devaluation the right thing to do?
Yes, it does imply short-term pain, but in the medium to long-term, it should be positive for the country. The situation whereby the administration has sustained this overvalued exchange rate, which resulted in huge inflows of imports, which of course meant a lot of outflows of forex, which of course contributed to the severe forex shortage that you have in the case of Malawi. So basically you had a currency that wasn't actually reflecting fair value. In devaluing the kwacha, it's expected to reduce that strong demand we've seen for imports and reduce the pressure we've had on forex reserves in the case of Malawi, and also allow for just a rebalancing of the external value of the currency.
In the short term, this is likely to push up inflation. What measures are there to protect the vulnerable?
The IMF has recommended that the government put forward social safety nets. I think the big positive for Malawi is that most of its food is grown domestically, so it's not a big importer of food. If you look at inflation, actually, which has been climbing, it's entirely due to non-food inflation, which suggests that local food supplies remain pretty strong. And that's pretty significant, given that that makes up a huge share of household income. On that side, we're not expecting significant pressures. But other than that, yes, the government will be compelled to put forward some social safety nets in order to ease the burden from a weaker currency.
Malawi's main exports are tea, coffee and tobacco. Now, these are all quite price-sensitive commodities. How do you think this currency devaluation is expected to affect Malawi's exports?
It's important to see it from the cost of production, not just for local produce, but with exports. So in terms of the cost of imported inputs, that's going to increase. That's a concern in the short term. So you are going to see pressures going through to the export side through rising imported input costs. And that, of course, will impact local production as well as that of exports. But as you see the rebalancing of the currency take place, as you see the pressure on forex reserves start to ease, the fuel crisis start to ease as well in the case of Malawi, over the medium term, you should see output as well as exports growth start to recover.
Growth in Malawi for 2012 had been predicted at around 6%, but this is obviously very optimistic.
Yes, 2011, we had growth of around 8% in the case of Malawi, largely due to strong agricultural harvests. Of course, the good weather played a major part, but so did the fertilizer subsidy that the previous administration had in place. Given that the growth slowed last year to around 4%, largely due to the pressures on the economy, including the forex shortage, we don't expect that to ease significantly. Even more so, if they're devaluing the currency this year, you are going to see that hit the growth number.
So all of this, do you think it's likely to bring Malawi back into the International Monetary Fund's fold?
Yes. We think one of the big recommendations or conditionalities that the IMF wanted in order to engage with Malawi was the devaluation of that particular currency. So yes, should they liberalize the exchange rate, then yes, you will see re-engagement with the IMF. And if that takes place, then you should see the rest of the donor community re-engaging with the Malawian government.
So you think countries like Britain and the United States, they'll follow suit after the IMF?
That's likely. We've already seen President Banda send through delegations to meet with bilateral donor partners as well as the like of the IMF. So yes, they are moving towards re-establishing or re-engaging relations with their biggest donor partners, which should be positive for the fiscal outlook going forward.
President Banda has retained the finance minister, Ken Lipenga. Do you think he's up to the job?
Yet to be tested, let's put it that way. We've seen the economy come under strain. The question is whether the change of leadership at the helm, and that's in the presidency, will impact the direction that the finance ministry takes. For now, the indications and the signs are positive. Finance Minister Ken Lipenga himself has already met with the IMF, seeking to engage with them. I think the difference this time is that he's got a president who's giving him full backing to put forward some of the recommendations that the IMF would like to see before re-engaging. That in itself should change the direction of the finance ministry going forward.